I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we had a chance to sit down with Susan Essler. She is the new executive director of Travel Marquette. We found out more about her and what some of her thoughts are about telling the story about Marquette County. Here's more with new executive director of Travel Marquette, Susan Essler.
Most recently, I came from Scranton, Pennsylvania area. I was the executive director there for the Visitors Bureau there. And before that, I was in Florida. I was in two locations, Panama City Beach and Bradenton, Florida.
Well, I guess it helps when I know every place that you're talking about, if that was what you were doing there, which is good. But your thoughts on coming into Marquette and what Travel Marquette has been doing?
Well, I definitely think there are a lot of opportunities for Travel Marquette and Marquette itself and promoting the area. There are so many things to do and see, so many activities, every participation level from extreme sports to families. So there's a lot of opportunity here.
What are you seeing as some of the major ones? What are some of the, we know about the outdoor activities, but when you say outdoor activities, even in Marquette County, that's a wide array of things.
Yeah, it definitely is. And it's interesting. Everybody, the state is, state of Michigan and Pure Michigan is using passions. And I definitely think that we have many passions here in Marquette County.
What are some of the key things that you're looking to continue?
Well, certainly the sports with the bikes and the silent sports, but also expanding that into family-oriented type activities, looking at meetings and small groups, conventions, conferences that are looking for something different for their meeting. Not being stuck in a room the entire time, maybe doing some team activities and some team building, bringing the outside as part of the activities.
How much would you be looking at perhaps trying to get more of that kind of meeting and convention business here in our area?
Well, I think it's a good mix. It's a friend of mine said with media, it's kind of like a Dagwood sandwich where you're just layering in different things. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also true with people who you're trying to attract to a destination. Mm-hmm. Definitely the common core is the interest in the beauty and the natural surroundings that we have here. And so who are the type of people who would want to come here? And I think it goes from young to very old.
What is the main challenge that you see as you're identifying these types of things with telling the story about Marquette County?
Well, certainly it's not like you're passing through to go to someplace else when you're coming to Marquette. Mm-hmm. So I think definitely highlighting the features that we have here and making this our destination, a person's destination. Mm-hmm. So trying to hit as many different points and as many different people as we can to try and get them to come up to the area.
In the studio with us is Susan Essler. She is the new executive director of Travel Marquette. You mentioned a moment ago that getting here sometimes can be the challenge. Once you're here, you're going to have a great time, but you don't just sort of stumble upon Marquette while you're traveling somewhere else. Are you looking at maybe focusing some of the efforts a little bit into the Midwest or something?
Well, I think we're definitely going to be looking at talking about Marquette County throughout the Midwest. That is our core market, so that's very important to us. And I think strengthening the message, using public relations and having journalists come in, and even maybe some meeting planners coming into the area so they can actually see for themselves. Mm-hmm. I think once you get here and you see beautiful Lake Superior and all the things that the area has to offer, that tells a story. And so selecting the proper journalists to come in, tell their story is going to be a very important part of what we're doing.
Yeah, I know that what used to be done quite a bit. I don't know how much that's really been done lately, but there used to be travel writers and other folks that would come into the Marquette area, spend some time here, have some experiences, and share that story. It seems like a pretty logical approach. That's what you're thinking about in that context, correct?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. And I think, with them being able to tell their story, that's going to be great. They could be bikers. They could be, meeting planners. They could be just families coming here for vacation. So any of those type of people.
What are you learning so far now that you're here getting acclimated to our region and getting prepared to go out and tell its story? What are some of your favorite things that you've encountered so far?
Well, I went snowshoeing for the first time. I was in Pennsylvania for a while, grew up in New Jersey, but that was something I had never done before. Mm-hmm. And I had met a friend at the barn where my horse is, and she invited me out to go snowshoeing, and I had a fantastic time.
If people want to find out more about Travel Marquette and some of the things going on, what's a good way to find out some more info?
They can go to travelmarquettemichigan.com mm-hmm. and see our website that was just newly redone about 6 months ago and find out information on there.
That's the comments of Susan Essler, the new executive director of Travel Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.